Hey, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Chris, and you're listening to the DCP Anonymous Podcast.
Hey, howdy, hey, it's Monterey Rye. And joining me today is my main squeeze, River God Chris.
Hey, everybody.
That's right, it's just the two of us today. The girls are out doing things. Molly's not feeling well, so it is just Chris and I today. Chris, how was your holiday? We didn't talk about Thanksgiving at all last week.
You know, it's funny. I had that same thought the other day. I was like, wow, we completely kind of just skipped over that, didn't we?
We sure did.
A holiday was actually really good. We celebrated a day late so my family could get into town. And it was my grandparents who live in the same town as me and my folks and brother. And then we had my aunt and uncle and my three cousins and two of their significant others. And that was really cool. I can't remember the last time that my three cousins and all of us were together at the same time. And it was cool to meet both of my cousins' boyfriends that I've heard so much about, but hadn't actually met yet. So,
yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, we had my brother and his family came in from St. Louis, and Thanksgiving Day is always the one holiday they want to do it on that day. So brother, his family, my sister and her family all came over to my parents. Justin and I went to my parents, and we had deep fried turkey as we always do. And then Friday, Devin, his wife and their twin boys came over to our house for the first time. We've been here for 4 years and they haven't ever seen the house. So
they were telling me that at the wedding. Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of cool to see their reaction to the house because we have done a lot of work to this house. So,
right.
It made me feel pretty validated in what we've done to that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Make it our own. And then yesterday, Justin's parents and his sister came over and we had another deep fried turkey. It was my first time ever doing it by myself and it turned out perfect. So I was pretty
that,
thrilled
that
about
reminds
that.
me, I forgot about I had a deep fried turkey accident on that Friday.
Kind
Yeah,
of.
no, we were pulling the turkey out and it slipped and I took just a little bit of deep fryer oil to not the
Chris,
eye itself, but right next to the eye.
when you said that, I thought you were going to say, like, have you seen the videos of like the turkeys exploding and like
Yes.
seeing houses on fire? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, my dad has been doing this since I was, I don't even know how old. So, like, I had some ideas on how to do it myself, but I still called him at one point because my flame went out underneath mine. And I'm like, do you keep yours cranked the whole time? He's like, it depends on how cold and how windy it is. Now, on Thursday when they did it, it was great. It was like 40 degrees here, no wind. Yesterday, it was about 18 degrees with a lot of wind. I had
Oof.
snow on my back patio where I was doing it. So,
Oh, nice.
but yeah, I learned when you drop the turkey, turn off the flame, drop the turkey, and then turn it back on. My dad doesn't do that. He keeps the flame on. He risks it for the turkey. I would say brisket, but we didn't have brisket. So,
Yeah. No, my dad's been doing it for years, so got some experience. It was just one of those we were pulling it out and it slipped and
yeah, it happens. I mean,
oil
at
to the
least it
face.
was that and it wasn't,
You know, catching the house
your
on
house
fire.
catching on fire.
Yeah.
Or, you catching on fire. So,
Right. Well, then all those years of stop, drop, and roll education would have come in handy.
Yes, it would have. All right. Any Disney news this week? I don't have anything.
I feel like I had something that popped up earlier this week. I don't remember what it was
I
now.
feel like it's been pretty quiet.
Yeah. I will say for our listeners, I know I was kind of like hard and kind of negative with Disney last week.
We all were.
Well, yeah, but me in particularly, I felt like I kind of kept going at them. I judge them because I love them.
Correct.
Like, I wouldn't
We've
be doing
seen
this podcast if I didn't have a passion for Disney.
we have seen the guest side of it as well as the employee side of it. And so we
Exactly.
judge it a little harsher than the people who go once a year, once every 5 years. Even the people that go quarterly are going to see it differently than the way Chris and I see it, because Chris and I did work it. And granted, we didn't work it a long time, but we did work it. And we understand the operating system of how Disney works.
And we still have friends there that are still impacted by some of those decisions that are made. So,
correct. That being said,
but
we're actually ignoring Disney World this week. We're talking about Disneyland. And we're going to
woo-hoo!
actually talk
My
about
favorite
great
park.
Things about Disneyland. We're talking about our top five favorite lands within Disneyland and Disney's California Adventure.
That's
That's what we planned on?
what
Okay.
we planned on.
We verified this like three times, including last night, so I just want to make sure.
Yep, I am still smashing my list together, but like, because right now I've got eight lands.
I'll tell you what, I pulled up the parks map and I was like, this one, and I just listed them, right? The ones that I liked, and then I put them in order. I only actually had six that are like my top faves.
Right. Well, I have eight right now, but mostly because I was like, I couldn't remember if it was Disneyland or DCA or both. Even though we've confirmed this multiple times, I will say, 'cause I pulled the park map up as well, and something that we talk about it all the time, especially when we go, Park Hopper at Disneyland is worth it because it's literally a hop, jump, and a skip away.
Correct.
What I've never paid attention to is the fact that, like, I say it's a hop, jump, and a skip away. It's literally right across the
Plaza.
esplanade from each other.
Yeah, you didn't
Like,
realize
and
that?
I've seen it, I know it, but I think looking at the map and being like, oh, look, there's Buena Vista Street, there's Main Street, it kind of like threw me for a second. I was like,
Yeah.
whoa, like it's like a straight line.
So for those guests, for those listeners, those guests, welcoming, we welcome you to the DCP Anonymous podcast. those of you who have gone to Disneyland, you understand exactly what we're talking about. You literally have like a common area. You go one way. If you're coming in from the parking lot, quote unquote, it's not really a parking lot, it's more of just an entrance way. To the left is DCA, to the right is Disneyland.
Disneyland.
Going forward, you're in downtown Disney. Coming in from downtown Disney, you have to the right DCA and to the left Disneyland. So it's literally, think of a plaza that's connecting all these parks. So you do not need to take a monorail to get from one to the other. You do not need to take a bus to get from one to the other. You do
You
not
do
need a
not need
Skyliner to get from
to
one to the other.
literally what I
You
was going to say.
literally use your feet or your ECV and you just zoom across to the other side.
How many ECVs did you see in your last trip?
They're very, very few at Disneyland.
Okay, like again, that just occurred to me. Like you said that, and I was like, hold up. I don't remember seeing any last time we were all there.
There are some,
Right, I'm
it's just
sure.
way less. All right, let's get into it. So, top five lands within the California resort. So, this is going to be Disneyland Resort completely, including California Adventure. Number five, would you like to tell us your number five, Chris? Or are you still working on it?
Actually, I'm writing number five as we speak,
Okay.
and that is Adventureland.
Adventureland, tell us
Adventureland.
why.
So I do love Adventureland, and it's actually usually where I start when I come into the park. Come down Main Street, USA, get to the hub, swing a left. I love Adventureland. I love the Jungle Cruise and Indiana Jones. I love the theming over there. At the same time, it's small.
It is very small.
It's very
I
small.
mean, I think no matter if you're at Disneyland or the Magic Kingdom in Disney World, I think Adventureland is just one of the smaller lands.
It is.
Excuse me.
So, I'm all about adventure. I'm all, I love that idea. I love those kind of movies. I love those experiences, but it is such a small land. So.
Yes. I mean, looking at the map, you have Jungle Cruise, the Adventureland Treehouse, and Indiana Jones. And I don't, did we decide is Pirates New Orleans or is that Adventure? Because it is literally right at that cusp. We've
It's
had this conversation
literally in the
before.
middle. I'm going with New Orleans Square for today simply because it adds to why New Orleans Square is where it is on my list,
Okay. And I
which tells you
feel
that
like
it's on
you're
my list.
correct in that. I just couldn't remember.
But it really, I mean, it's
It's
Adventureland Treehouse, Pirates of the
right where the two
Caribbean.
meet.
Yeah, it is. You also have the Enchanted Tiki Room. I know we all hate it, but we can't forget it.
Yeah, it's something.
All right, Ryan, what is your number five?
Hang on, I'm verifying one thing real quick. I'm sorry. I
Okay,
just want to
that's
check
okay.
Pirates. It is New Orleans Square, according
It?
to the Disneyland app.
Okay, there we go.
My number five is none other than Toontown. And I
Okay.
think the reason this is on my list is I think this is one land that both parks should absolutely have, and why they got rid of it for the stupid circus at the Magic Kingdom drives me insane. This land is so well themed. It's super cute. It's kind of like in the outskirts of the park, if you know what I mean. Like, you don't realize it's there. You just kind of have to travel to it. There's only one way in, one way out kind of
It is.
situation.
Which, so I'm going to jump in here. Toontown is number four on my
Is it?
list.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons is because you have to go like past It's a Small World. You have to find this path behind
It's
It's
like
a
an
Small
alley
World.
almost. Like,
Yeah, that takes you back to Toontown. So that is one of the reasons that it is so low on my list. I also have not been to the redone Toontown yet. So,
okay. It is super
I'll
cute.
let you
Mickey and
continue.
Minnie's, they did a great job with it. They have the Chippendale coaster, which is kind of like Goofy's Sky School here. Or no, I'm sorry, it's not
Right.
Goofy's Sky School. That's still at Disneyland.
But Goofy's
Goofy's Barnstormer.
coaster,
The Barnstormer.
Barnstormer, yes.
It's very similar to that. Again, the theming, I love that you can walk through the characters' houses. There's character meet and greets there. It's just one of those lands that, yes, it is for children, but as an adult, you can appreciate what went into this land.
But you also have rides that are, yes, for the kids, but let's be real, they are for the adults,
Correct. I mean, just
including
imagine
Mickey and
Chip.
Minnie's and Roger Rabbit's Cartoon Spin, and go ahead with Chip and Dale.
I mean, Justin and I did Chip and Dale. We waited forever for it because there's only one train, but it's still fun. Like, yes, it's a
Right.
30-second train ride, but like, it's still cute.
Well, we all know that I love Goofy's Barnstormer at Magic Kingdom, so
Yes,
it's like,
and
I mean, I totally get it.
you know how I feel about Chip and Dale, so.
Exactly. For me, I have lots of fond memories. I'm just gonna roll into number four here since, like
Yeah,
I
go
said, it
for it.
is. I have lots of fond memories of Toontown. As a kid, I loved when the few times I went to the parks. I loved going back there, like Ryan said, exploring the characters' houses. You've got Donald Duck's pond and boat, Mickey and Minnie's house. I loved,
There used to be a treehouse for Chippendale, but last time I went, I didn't see it.
Yeah, I'm not saying it listed, which kind of makes me sad,
I
not
think they
gonna
got
lie.
rid of it, but I don't know what for.
And also, is Goofy's How to Play Yard new? Because I don't remember that.
It might be. I think
So,
when they redid Mickey and Minnie's, they redid a lot of that land.
right. But it is such a cute little land. You've got like the jail, or at least used to be, there used to be like a jail cell where like the bars were rubber and you could like squeeze in and out of. And you pick up a phone and you hear, goofy conversations. And the other thing is, and if you're looking at the map, Ryan, that very back gate in the hills there.
Yeah.
So my high school marching band, my junior year, we performed at the Hollywood Christmas Parade, which 5 mile parade. It was fun. It was Hollywood. It was Christmas, whatever.
A lot, yeah.
The highlight of that trip for me was we also led, as the visiting band, the Disneyland parade.
Very nice.
And we came, we had a whole like thing where we went and visited with performers and had some like lessons and whatnot. And we had to use that back gate in Toontown to get backstage.
Okay,
So it was the
very
first time I'd
cool.
ever been backstage at a Disney park.
That is very cool. Yeah, and when you said something about like you can pick up Goofy's phone and like talk to Goofy, you can do that even at like the post office, right? Like you pull
Yeah,
up to the
like
little post office door and like you hear people inside. Again, those little Disney magic moments right there, like that Disney thinking just implemented in this entire land. And
and
I think
two, I was
it's the
gonna
most
say,
noticeable in this land.
Toontown is definitely like the epitome of the Disney
Experience.
experience. It is so focused, it is so every little detail matters, every little thing. Even the things that you aren't noticing are having that impact on your experience.
Absolutely. Okay, my number four. If you're done, I just
Yes,
want to
please.
make sure you
Yeah.
have everything in. Mine is New Orleans Square slash Bayou Country. Now,
Okay.
I have not experienced Bayou Country. It was closed off when Justin and I were just there. But I know what it is, right? Like, it's Tiana's. It's what Splash Mountain was. I know that they put in all these different things that are just super cute. Like you have Lewis's Critter Club, you have the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, which I love how it starts outside and then goes inside. I love Disneyland's Haunted Mansion. I will say it is better than the one at Disney World. I will ride the one at Disneyland. I do not really care for the one at Disney World. I also love the Nightmare Before Christmas overlay. It was absolutely phenomenal. And I also love the Pirates ride at Disneyland with that second drop, the Mint Julep bar. Like, there are so many great things about this little area. You know, Walt put his heart and soul in this land. And I love that about this land. Again, details.
Absolutely.
Let me guess,
And
is
we're going
that
to come
your
back
number
to
three,
that.
Chris?
It is not. It's actually my number two.
I knew it was on your list, I just didn't know where.
So, like I said, I'll come back to that one. I'm not going to jump that far ahead, but you are correct. The details, and that little bit of Walt history bring it up on my list. So,
All right, what's your number four? Oh, wait, sorry, your number four
number
was
three.
Toontown.
Yes,
So now
my
what's your
number
number
three.
three?
My number three is going to take us across the Esplanade to Disney's California Adventure,
Okay.
and it is Avengers Campus.
That's what my number three is.
I love it. I absolutely love Avengers Campus. I love the fact that we get the super. Okay, so let's start off with the fact that I hate that we took away Tower of Terror. I
ahead,
know.
go ahead.
I
Tell me
know.
what you're gonna say.
I hate that we took away Tower of Terror, but at the same time, I'm so thankful we did because it has given us such a fantastic land, and I cannot wait to see what they do with these next two rides that they have coming. Again, this is another one of those lands that is, it's about the details. The rides, you know, Guardians is fun, Spider-Man is fun. We've got similar rides, you know, you've got the actual Tower of Terror at Hollywood Studios, and you've got were
Midway
you the one
Mania.
that can I was gonna say, weren't you the one that compared Spider-Man to Midway Mania?
Yes, and I'll get
So
into that when you're done.
so like the rides are the rides. Like they're great. I love them. They're themed very well. But for me, it's things like Pym's Test Kitchen, where you watch your food come in small and you know, expand or come in large and shrink. It's seeing all of the different Marvel and superhero aspects, and then it's being able to meet the characters and see the shows. They've got some great productions and things going on there, even though they aren't like necessarily shows. They've got great, you know, character interactions and character shows and such. And it brings my little 5-year-old wannabe superhero to life, and I love
Okay, so I'm gonna go off your Mission Breakout Avengers Guardians thing here.
it.
I originally was not thrilled with the retheme. Seeing the retheme, it was 100% the right call, in my opinion. I
Looks fair.
think the way I would have never, ever, ever expected. Okay, we're talking about an elevator drop ride, right?
Right.
How are you making that Guardians of the Galaxy? Oh, Rocket is trying to break us out. We have to take an elevator. And he messes it up, right? So that's what's causing the malfunction of the elevator going up and down. Genius. The music. Again, you and I have talked about this
Yes.
so many times. If it wasn't for the music, it would not have been the right retheme. The music aces this retheme. I think
You're
it's
not wrong there.
phenomenal. And I also am okay with the fact that they're rethemed this one, because we still have Tower of Terror at Disney World, which
Right.
I'm sorry, Claire, the one at Disney World was the superior one because it is a randomized drop sequence. The one at Disneyland is always the same sequence.
It's very rare that you'll hear Claire or I say that something at world is better than land, but there are a few things, and Tower is definitely one of
Listen to episode like four. You'll hear Chris and I talking about
Oh, yeah.
it. I forget what exact episode it was, but I think it's pretty early on.
It was so.
Avengers Campus going on to Web Slingers, right? Chris had mentioned, I said this is very much like
Midway
Midway
Mania.
Mania. It is, only this time you're not pulling a string, you get to use your hands. So instead of, your bicep hurting, now your like triceps hurting because you're extending your arm. But you can also do like punches, which makes it a little bit easier.
But not
This
as much
land,
Spider-Man.
yes. Pim's is a great place. I always eat there. I think the food is phenomenal. This land does have a lot of open space, which I think is very much needed for the way they execute this land.
Yes.
Because the characters are constantly out. They roam this land. This is very much so like Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. They are interactive with the guests. During COVID, this was the perfect land because they were doing shows on the roofs of the buildings with the characters. You can't put Mickey Mouse on the top of a roof and say, we're gonna fling from one building to the next. You can do that with Spider-Man. You can do that with a superhero, right? They can be on roofs.
Exactly.
This land, they just did such a great job with it. And the way they made things work during COVID and the shutdown era was phenomenal. So that's why it's my number three.
No, I 100% agree. I love that open space. I didn't even think about that, but you bring up such a great point that it is so open and airy, and it just really is. I think that's kind of what makes this area. I have to say, I'm looking at this map, and obviously, on a Disneyland map, anything that is backstage is covered with trees. But I'm curious as to where we're shoving two more rides in this tiny little land.
They're gonna make it work. I think
Oh, I
one of
know they
these
will.
buildings is empty, though,
Oh,
somewhere.
good. Okay.
I think, do you see where the Avengers headquarters is? I think that
Right.
building is like a gift shop.
Okay.
And I think there's more stuff behind it that's not being used currently.
Perfect. Okay. It
And
was
then,
more
like,
just a
Pim's Test
curiosity thing.
Kitchen, I don't know if they could. It would be small, but they could potentially put something back there. They're
Like I
gonna
said,
find a
I'm.
way.
Oh, they will. And they've got backstage area. I don't know what the
Right.
backstage area looks like back there either.
Correct. Like
So,
between web suppliers and Cozy Co. and there's land. There's a
right.
ton of
Right
land to
behind
expand behind the Avengers
Avengers
headquarters, too.
headquarters, depending on what's already built back there. You know, if
Correct.
that's office space or something, then uh-oh. But so, anyways, just curiosity thing.
All right, number two,
Where are we at?
Chris.
Number two.
Number
Okay.
two.
Now we are going to jump back to New Orleans Square.
Okay.
As I drag my map all the way back over here, a lot of what Ryan has already said, you know, again, imagine that we're finishing each other's sandwiches, we're on the same page. I absolutely love this area. Number one, it houses two, formerly three, hopefully once again three, once I have a chance to ride it, but definitely two of my favorite attractions. Because I do bring Bayou Country into New Orleans Square. So I didn't necessarily specify that, but Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, it used to all be one land.
Actually,
That's.
Bayou Country used to be called Bear Country, so it was still
Oh.
separated, but
Okay, I take it
yeah.
back.
But no, I agree that you know, really might as well all be one land, especially now. So we all know that Pirates of the Caribbean is probably my favorite ride ever, and it is superior at Disneyland. Ryan looked like he was about to say something.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's correct. It's much better at Disneyland.
Double the drops. And actually, I'm going to get into a little bit of Disney history here with both Pirates and Haunted Mansion.
Wait, double the drops as in there's two.
It's still double. There's only one on in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, that's a sucky one.
It really is. Before I get into the Disney history, though, Pirates, I love that ride anyways. Having the Blue Bayou inside of the ride makes it even more just great. And that kind of brings me to my second point about New Orleans Square and Bayou Country is the food. Just chef's kiss. You've got Blue Bayou Restaurant, which is superb. You've got your beignets. You've got your mint juleps. All of your New Orleans cuisine. And then, not that I've ever had the privilege of eating there, but I've been told the food at Club 33 is, you know, absolutely to die for and extremely expensive. one day I will get it. I will make it happen. I'm manifesting. So there's all of that. You've got Pirates, you've got Haunted Mansion. I loved Splash Mountain. Although Splash was one of the ones that was better at Walt Disney World.
Got that
One of the
rat.
few. So I am excited to see what we do with Tiana's though. And then of course Winnie the Pooh is always a fun one as well. Again, fond memories of meeting Winnie the Pooh back there when I was younger. But it also houses Disney history in a way. And that is that all of Disneyland has what Walt and the Imagineers called the berm around it. And that is the railroad. Everything was built up so that you didn't see past the railroad. But when they built both Pirates and Haunted Mansion, they realized they didn't have enough land to do what they wanted to do. So they had to build what they call show buildings, which are backstage buildings that you enter from the park, and that's where the entire attraction is. Guardians of the Galaxy, not Mission Breakout. What's the one at Epcot?
Cosmic Rewind.
Cosmic Rewind. Thank you. Also houses are also is housed in a show building. But here in Disneyland, that is why we have two drops in Pirates of the Caribbean, because it is dropping you below the berm and taking you out into the show building. And it's why we have a actual working elevator stretching room in Haunted Mansion. Because again, it is actually taking you downstairs, and so you can walk beneath the berm to get to the show building and onto the ride. So,
Which, just to pause real quick,
absolutely.
if you look at the map, Haunted Mansion, the mansion is right next to the berm,
Yeah,
right?
it's literally on the berm.
It's on the berm. Like, the back end of that house meets the railroad tracks. If you look at Pirates, you gotta walk a long way to get to that berm.
Yep.
And then, like, I don't know about Indiana Jones. Is it inside that temple? Because that doesn't look that big. I feel like that goes out behind the berm, too.
It very well could be a show building as well. I do not know about Indiana Jones. Historically, the ones that always get talked about are Pirates and
Yeah.
Haunted.
I just, when I was looking at the map, I was like, wait a second. That's going to be a little tricky.
Yep. So, which is why like I said, you've got the two drops in Pirates because it's you're on the boat and the boat takes you into the show building. Whereas, and this is my one complaint, it is the one thing that I find superior about Magic Kingdom's Haunted Mansion over Disneyland's. At Magic Kingdom, when you're on the Doom Buggy, you ride through the library and the ghoulish statue busts things.
Yes.
Whereas in Disneyland, and it had been so long since I had done it, so when we did it in July of 16, I was like, what the? Why are we walking? What is this? Because I had forgotten that you had to go underneath the berm. And so you're walking through that scene before you get on the Doom Buggy.
But the theming is phenomenal.
Yes, no. The theming is phenomenal. Don't get me wrong.
But yes, you have to go through the mansion, yes.
I had just gotten so used to the Magic Kingdom version that it had thrown me off when we went.
Yes. And one other thing I wanted to mention about when you said Pirates of the Caribbean, you have, oh my gosh, I can't think of what the restaurant is right there. Blue Bayou.
Blue Bayou.
It's very, if you have done ever done Three Caballeros, very same theming aspect. Like, you get on the boat, you go through the restaurant area of, I don't even know what restaurant's in
I don't know. I'm blanking now too.
Mexico. But it's
I'll
the
look it
same
up.
theming, not the same theming, but the same idea. Instead of Mexican themed, it's New Orleans themed. And it's actually
Right.
cooler in New Orleans. And you
And
don't even realize,
yes.
if you're eating at Blue Bayou, you don't even realize that boat ride's going on,
No.
which is really cool.
It's one of those you can easily tune it out, or if you're a nerd like me, easily tune into the fact that the ride is right there.
Now, getting into the boat on Pirates, you will always notice the restaurant because you hear the clanking of all the dishes. But
Yes.
when you're actually in the restaurant, I never notice the ride ever.
Right. And whereas I specifically chose to sit so I could watch the ride and wave at the guests.
Fair enough.
So, but again, I'm a nerd. Side note, Ryan, just because
Yes.
I thought this was funny. So I said that I had Thanksgiving with my grandparents and all of that. Do you remember what I was doing besides Disneyland when I flew back that in 2016?
Weren't you going to see your grandparents?
I was going for my grandfather's 70th birthday, and I can't tell you how many times that got brought up while the whole family was there.
Oh.
So, including the fact that I was at Disneyland right before that.
Very nice.
So, all right, what is your number two?
My number two, this might be a technicality. Main Street USA.
Hey, that's my honorable mention.
All right, so let's talk about Main Street, right? Main Street is what everybody thinks of when they think of Disneyland or Disney World Magic Kingdom. You think of walking down Main Street and seeing that castle at the end of the road. Nobody ever talks about what's on Main Street itself, right? I mean, yeah, you talk about the firehouse. That was Walt's apartment at Disney World and Disneyland. It was in Pirates. No, it was in the.
No. Walt did not have an apartment at Disney World. So, history time. His main
Thanks.
apartment, yep. You're good. His main apartment was that above the fire station at Disneyland. That is where, like, he'd be working or whatever and would just choose to crash. Because, mind you, Disneyland is Anaheim, California. He was living out in, like, Palm Springs or the Hollywood or whatever at the time. So, he would, when he was down there checking on the park and construction or whatever, if he had a late night and was working, long hours, he would just crash at the apartment above the fire station. Above Pirates, there also used to be an apartment,
That's what I was
and
thinking.
then it was turned into an art gallery, and now I think it's a restaurant or vice versa. I'd have to actually double check that. I don't think he ever actually got to experience that one. I think it wasn't finished before he had passed.
Okay. Got it.
I don't know.
So,
If Danielle, if Dapper Danielle or somebody would like to correct me, please.
was gonna say, she also mentioned something about, like, if you look at the map again, Jungle Cruise is in the back of that apartment. And I guess they would forget to turn off the noise and stuff at night. And so he wouldn't be able to sleep because the Jungle Cruise music was constantly
That's
growing
hilarious.
at
And
night.
it is. It is right there at the back of that, because I remember him. That was one of those rides that Walt had come up with and wanted, and so I remember
Yes.
it being that, like, his apartment was, like, right above and he could go out back and look.
Yes.
So
So again, Main Street USA, you have the train station. That's always just going to be like an icon. You have the Emporium, you have all the shopping, the Carnation Cafe, you have, it's not Casey's Corner here, it's something else.
Holly Jolly Bakery.
Yeah, this is where all the magic truly happens because this is the wow factor. You walk in, and this is the first thing you see. The castle at the end, this is where you end, this is where you begin and end your trip. Think about it that way, right? You're walking through, you see that castle at the end of the night. That's the last thing you're seeing as well while you're watching fireworks. This is my number two because this is Disneyland and Disney World to me, Main Street USA.
So it is my honorable mention. Do you want me to talk about it now or do you want me to
Go
save it
for
to
it.
the end? Okay.
Go for it.
It is my honorable mention because Main Street USA is a land. It is 100% a land. That said, it is so special to me and so unique to me that I couldn't rank it. Like, even saying it was my number one land didn't seem appropriate. And again, it's a historical thing. It's a, oh, the magic of Main Street USA. As Ryan just said, it's the beginning and the ending of your trip. It's where you walk down and you see the castle. It's where you leave and you enjoy your dessert as you cry because it's your last day there. It's just such a magical place and full of so much history. For me, Main Street USA, and I remember being taught this in my class that I took when I worked at Disney World. Main Street USA is the entrance to the movie theater. And this is a very unique idea that I'm kind of excited to share. You come to the train station and it's the show. It's the big building. It's where you're going in to see the show. As you come through, curtains are opening. And you have to think back to the past when the credits were at the beginning of a movie instead of the end of a movie. So you walk down Main Street USA, you see all the credits, all of those windows that have all of the names of everybody who has ever had a major impact on Disneyland or the Walt Disney Company or the Magic Kingdom. You see Elias Brothers, you see
I-4 something, I forget what it is.
I-4 is in Florida, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But you see
Marty
all of
Sklar.
these names that Marty Sklar is the one I was trying to think of.
You're
Thank you.
welcome.
And they have very unique and fun, I
Does
think
Bob Gurr
Sklar's
have
is
one?
like, I bet he does. I'm gonna look right now. Bob Gurr,
He has
window
to.
on Main Street.
But the other thing about, while you're looking that up, I'm just going to say this too.
Please.
If you think about your trips to Disney, where are the majority of your memories? What land are they in? What ride are they in?
Yeah.
I have very few that go outside of Main Street USA. I have some at Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor, but that's because that's where Chris and I went constantly. I have one at Seven Dwarves Mine Train because that's where I had a magical memory happen. Like, yes, you have them, but I still remember walking through that park, seeing that castle for the first time. I remember walking down Main Street with Molly, crying as Chris is taking photos of us in the pouring down rain. I remember buying Cokes that say "Share a Coke on Main Street" with Chris and Claire, watching Happily Ever After. I remember my first wishes. I remember my last wishes. That is where I remember the majority of my memories.
He remembers Chris losing his mind when he saw Goofy outside of the fire station.
Yes.
To answer your question, Bob Gurr has two. Leading the rare to the future, Meteor Cycle Company, our vehicles pass the test of time, fast, faultless, and fadless. Bob Gurr, design impresario. And then the big wheel company, horseless carriages, Bob Gurr.
There you go.
For those of you who don't know, Bob Gurr was an Imagineer and was tasked with actually a lot of big things at Disney, one of which was creating the Autopia cars, creating the Main Street USA vehicles. And then after he became the car guy, he's created all these amazing cars and whatever. Walt comes to him and goes, "Hey, you're gonna put a roller coaster inside a mountain," which became the Matterhorn. Another great one, Yell Gracie. Buena Vista Magic Lantern Slides. Treat your friends to our special tricks. Yell Gracie, Bud Martin, Ken O'Brien, and Walter Rogers. Yell Gracie was a major contributor to the Haunted Mansion. An illusionist, a trickster,
You
and there
forgot one
are.
about Bob Gurr.
What did I forget about Bob?
Monorail.
Ah, I did forget the monorail.
Yep.
He did. He created the monorail as well. Thank
Good
you.
design. You're welcome. I was waiting for it. I'm like, where is the monorail,
I
Chris?
know, I can't believe I forgot it. Bad me.
Probably the most iconic thing.
Right. Elias Disney, contractor, established 1895. Mind you, Elias was Walt and Roy's father. Patricia Disney, Roy E. and Roy O. So both Roy's son, both Roy, his brother, and Roy's son. So. And then Walt has one,
Let me
two,
correct that.
three, four, five.
Roy Walt's brother. There were not two brothers named Roy.
Thank you. Yes.
Was like, Roy and his brother Roy? Wait, hang on, back up.
Walt's brother Roy and Roy's son Roy. Yeah, that was. Thank you for
Oh my
correcting that.
gosh.
Walt Disney opened since 55, Disneyland Casting Agency. It takes people to make the dream a reality. Walter Elias Disney, founder and director emeritus. So, as
All
you're,
right, Chris, we can make a whole episode about all the names on the windows, but we gotta keep going, dude.
Well, no, I was reading Walt and I was about to say, as you're coming through, okay, you've got all of your credits, okay? And then you finally get to the show. So we've come through, the curtains have opened, you see the credits, and now you're at the show, which is, of course, the castle. Okay. So that is exactly how it was taught to me in my class. And it made me have an even more, I already appreciated Main Street, but to have that just creates such a even deeper appreciation for what Main Street is. And then Ryan already covered, this is Walt's park. This is Walt's footsteps. His apartment is literally above the fire station. The lantern is still lit to this day. So, yeah, I feel like for me, Main Street USA exceeds any kind of
Ranking.
ranking you can give it.
Fair enough.
All right.
How about you tell us your number one then?
If our number ones are not the same, I'm going to be very concerned. We are again jumping across the street or across the
Okay, we're on
Esplanade
the same page so far.
to DCA, and it is Cars Land.
Obviously. Obviously.
Give me one.
You want me
I
to
had to fix
go?
the mic there.
Oh, okay. I was like,
No, I just had to fix the mic. Cars Land. So much to say, it's so little time. But this is another one of those. It is immersive. You walk in, and as somebody who lives on not only the West Coast, but in the Mountain West, which is roughly where this is, Cars was based in, living so close to Utah, Arizona, etc. You walk in and it feels like you're in one of those states. You've got the mountain ranges, you've got the cozy cones, you've got all the different cars, memorabilia, and I'm gonna let Ryan take this one while I collect my thoughts.
okay, so let's talk about it. Number one, we all know Cars is my jam, right? Like, I love Cars. I love the movies. I love everything about it. When they built this land, and I don't even remember, 2008 maybe, this is about the same time I was trying to talk my parents and taking me to Disney World. And when they opened up land, or the Cars land, said, "Mom, let's just do Cars land. Let's forget about Disney World. Let's go there." Didn't happen. She didn't want to go on a plane for 4 hours. Anyway, first time I ever see this land, I could have cried. Like, this again, Chris said it is an immersive land. This is the most immersive land in the aspect of I feel like I'm in a movie, right? Like, there are immersive lands within Disney World, Disneyland. This is the one that if they would pick you up and make you into a character, an animated character, and drop you in it. This is the land that is, they nailed it, right?
Absolutely.
I walk through this land. I see that light blinking. The third one is actually slower than the rest. I did time it, I promise you.
I asked him to.
You have the cozy cone, and they made this genius, right? These are little snack cones. Like, there's one that you can get mac and cheeses. There's one that you can get root beer floats. There's one that you can get popcorn. There's
Is some
one.
fantastic mac and cheese.
Yeah. Like, again, the thought process behind all of this, the details behind this. You keep walking. You have the giant Willy's Butte. You have Lizzie's little shop. You have Flo's V8 Cafe with the perfect neon. This land during Christmas trumps any other
Oh.
land on any Disney property, I'm telling you.
For me, again, I'm a sentimental guy, if you haven't figured this out by now.
What?
I know, right? That's not the listeners, not you. And I think one of the reasons I love Cars Land so much, not just because it is so immersive, because I was there and I got to witness Ryan almost burst into tears as he came through, into this land. It was one of those moments shared with my best friend that I was like, whoa, like this really does mean a lot. It is so immersive. It is so amazing. I have not had the privilege of seeing it at Christmas yet. I cannot wait until I get to. But the fact that just like in the movie, at sunset, the lights pop on just like they do in the movie, going
They do
down
a
the
whole thing
street, like
with
it's a
Shaboom in the
whole,
background.
it is a whole thing. And then the rides. I mean, the rides are fantastic.
The rides are like for them, like, okay, so let's talk about the rides. There's three of them in this
Yes,
land.
there is.
You have Radiator Springs Racers, which is a constant 90-minute wait, if not longer.
Yeah.
Constant. This is Test Track on steroids, right? It's basically the same track system. It's the same vehicles, only they're designed to be like the cars in the movie. And you're racing side by side. That's the one that everyone can ride. Then you have Luigi's Rollickin' Roasters, which, again, is kind of a kiddie ride, but like it's
Right.
fun. It's actually really cute. I always do this when I go. And then you have the Mater's Junkyard Jamboree, which is alien swirling saucers, but themed better.
Right.
And
Where?
that's
Oh,
what I
there it
want
is.
to go
I
with this
couldn't find it on
theming.
the.
Sorry. Go ahead.
I couldn't find it on the map. I just found it. You're good.
Okay. So what I want to mention is think of Toy Story Land, right? They take you into a land and make they shrink you down to the size of a toy. That's what the thought process is behind Toy Story Land. To me, when I go through Toy Story Land, I don't necessarily feel like I'm a toy. I feel like I am walking through a land of giant toys, is what I feel like I'm doing.
Right.
When I walk through cars, I'm not physically a car, but I feel like I am a car in that land.
Yeah, like you're not wrong. It sounds crazy, but you're not wrong. This is just, it's such a beautiful land, and the food is delicious.
They
The
literally couldn't have
rides
done a
are
better job with it.
fantastic. They really could not have. And the Cars area at Magic Kingdom is going to have a lot to live up to.
Yes. I agree.
Okay. Any honorable mentions for you, Ryan?
My honorable mention was Pixar Pier.
Okay.
And the reason for that is, again, I'm a Pixar guy. Lamplight Lounge is over there.
Oh,
Phenomenal
yes.
place to go eat if you have not been to Disneyland. It is a very hard reservation to get, but if you can, it's absolutely worth it. I think the reason Pixar Pier didn't make it on my list is because it's a very spread out land. It's very long and narrow. The Incredicoaster, again, you know how I feel about the Incredicoaster. I think it's just rock and roller coaster outside.
Right.
It's a fun ride. It's not anything special. Really, the only like rides in Pixar Pier are gonna be Incredicoaster and Toy Story Mania. The rest of them are kind of just like kiddie rides that I've never
Right.
done. You do
Jessie's
have the
Critter
Pixar
Carousel.
Pal around, which is super fun. And then
Give
the
me
other
Mickey's
reason I
Death
had
Wheel.
this on there is because of, oh my gosh, it's escaping me the name. The show, Chris,
World of Color?
World of Color happens in this area, which is, again, my favorite
Yes.
show on any Disney property. So
Although,
that's my
quite
honorable mention.
frankly, if you're watching World of Color, you should be on the opposite side of the lagoon.
Well,
But
yes, but you see Pixar Pier in the background.
yes.
It's the backdrop.
So you do. You have the Inside Out Emotional Whirlwind, which I swear I think that was a Bug's Life ride at one time.
It probably was.
And then Jessie's Critter Carousel, Toy Story Midway Mania, which is like right underneath the Incredicoaster. And
Yes,
Pixar,
you're right.
well, yeah. And Pixar Pal Around, or as we refer to it, Mickey's Death Wheel. If you're
I
not a
enjoy
Ferris
it.
wheel fan, I love
I'm
it.
not either, but I like it.
I love it. Like, don't get me wrong. I enjoy the swinging side, but the Pixar Pal Around is a giant Ferris wheel that has two different sections. It has cars that are locked in, stable, stationary. And then you have the swinging side where your car swings back and forth as the ride goes.
Which I'm just gonna say, it looks a lot scarier from the ground than when you're actually physically in
Yeah.
the carousel.
Like, you are very secure. It's like a full cage enclosure. Like, it's not.
Yeah, just think of the Skyliner like coming to a screeching halt and like you swinging back and forth. That's what it is.
That's actually a great representation of that.
Thank you.
So I had one other honorable mention besides Main Street USA, and that
Okay,
was
let's hear it.
Fantasyland.
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 Fantasyland, you're right. Fantasyland at Disneyland is so much better than Disney World.
It is for a number of reasons. I don't know. Like, I go to Fantasyland at Disney World, and kind of as you said with Toy Story, you don't feel like you're a toy. I don't feel like I've entered a fantasy land.
Yes, I agree.
I go to Fantasyland at Disneyland, and I do feel like I've entered a fantasy land. I also feel extremely stressed because there's a lot of people in a tiny area.
Yes.
which is why I did not make the list. But it is absolutely, you've got so many different fantasy worlds and things
There's a
going
lot
on.
more rides too. Like the
There are
attraction
a
place is
ton of
just
attractions over here.
like you have Alice in Wonderland. You have the Mad Tea Party that is not, it's out in the middle of the open. Like there's no roof to it.
Yeah.
You have Mr. Toad's Mount Wild Ride, Peter Pan, Snow White's Enchanted Wish, Pinocchio's Daring Journey, and King
King
Carousel
Arthur's
or
Carousel.
Arthur's Carousel. Like that's
Dumbo's Flying
six
Elephant.
rides and Dumbo.
Yes.
So eight.
And that
And
doesn't even
it hurts
include,
brain.
I was gonna say, and then if you go slightly to the back, you have It's a Small World, which if you have never seen the It's a Small World building at Disneyland, Google it. It is a beautiful piece of artwork.
Google it at Christmas.
Yes, absolutely. And then, of course, that leads you right into Toontown as well.
Correct.
So, like, it's just, you
And
really
the
do feel
Matterhorn's
like you're
us
in Fantasyland.
jump, skip, and hop away too.
Yes, and actually, there is a Fantasyland side and a Tomorrowland side to the Matterhorn, which I almost forgot, which is funny because it's part of the reason it's also on that list, because we all know I love the Matterhorn.
Yes, we do.
So yeah, that's it for me.
That's great.
So.
Awesome. All right, that's the list. Should we do a quick recap of them? All
Yeah,
right.
let's do it.
So, my honorable mention, Pixar Pier. Number 5, Toontown. Number 4, New Orleans Square slash Bayou Country. Number 3, Avengers Campus. Number 2, Main Street, USA. And number 1, Cars Land.
And as for me, the one that cannot be ranked because it is just too magical, Main Street USA. Honorable mention, Fantasyland. Number 5 was Adventureland. Number 4, Toontown. Number 3, Avengers Campus. Number 2, New Orleans Square, Bayou Country. And number 1, Cars Land.
So really, we overlapped a lot, or we're
Yeah, I
very close.
think the only one I said Adventureland. What was the one that you said that I didn't say?
I had Toontown, but that was your honorable mention.
No, Toontown was my number 4.
Oh, New Orleans, but you had that.
And I had
Everything
that.
I had, you had.
Huh, okay.
So,
Crazy.
well, Main Street USA, you
Right
had
out.
as
There we go.
honorable
That's why
mention.
I had it as an honorable mention. That's why. Okay.
All right. Well, as always, friends, thank you so much for listening in this week. We really appreciate it. Go ahead and give us those 5-star reviews and write reviews as well.
Let us know what your favorite land at Disneyland is.
Yes, let us know. Are we on the right track or are we completely crazy? I don't think we are.
We're not.
Go ahead and hit that follow button on Instagram. It's DCP Anonymous Odd, anonymous with an E yet again. You can also email us with questions, comments, concerns, ideas for upcoming podcast episodes at dcpanonymous@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm Monorail Ride.
And I'm River Guide Chris, and this has been the DCP Anonymous Podcast. Thanks for listening.
See you next week.